It's all like really quiet. It doesn't even. It's not even. I'm talking to into my mic. This is coming to you from Fateful Findings, episode 1. You saw it first here, folks. From Fateful Findings, episode 1, movie of the week number. This is 10 or 11?
That's 11. Yeah, this is Fateful Findings, episode 1. Uno dos.
So wait, so is it my turn after this? Like, sorry, because Alex picking the one for next week, and then after that, it's my, because you picked this one, right?
Yeah, no, it's your turn after Alex's turn. So Alex is gonna get.
Oh sweet! I'm gonna get movie of the week number 13.
And then
we planned that just for you, Kevin.
Oh sweet! Thanks, dude.
Sorry, just to do that again.
You know I love that. You know I love that number.
Yeah, reset the time.
I just did a top 13 favorite John Carpenter themes the other day.
They were all the same.
He didn't write the thing.
Bum, bum. He co-wrote it. It's going.
You bum, didn't? Bum. No, he didn't.
Yeah, they did like a collaboration.
Did they?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Camera's going. Audio's going.
He corrected him, dude.
Why did he give it solely to Ennio Morricone in the credits?
It's time he did most of it. For movie of the week.
But I know he had input on it. It's time for Neil Breen.
Neil Blomkamp's newest film.
Yeah, this is
the movie
this is Neil Blomkamp's new movie.
So, Sam Slade, you recommended Neil Blomkamp's newest film.
Fateful Findings.
In space.
It's not in space.
It's Fateful Findings in
not
space.
Not yet.
I wish it was in space.
The space opera.
All the suicide would make a lot more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. It. Well, the suicide does make a lot of sense.
In space. You will kill yourself.
In space, everyone can hear you kill yourself. that's the catchline for the movie.
Yeah. Neil Breen wrote that catchline.
Well, Neil Breen
catch
is a master.
Line. He yelled the catchline.
Not a tagline.
It's a catchphrase and a tagline.
A catchline?
Yeah.
You need a catchphrase in a movie? Is that how that works?
Yes.
What's up?
Wait. We're on a very small time frame. What do you need? No, like, we don't have time to talk.
I need you to open up the shower and your sink in the bath so that the water doesn't explode. Can you do that? Or can
open up the shower?
Turn on the valves for the water. And I'm really sorry.
We have to restart all these recordings.
Can you just edit it in Pro Tools?
No. Well, no, because these are on a timer. They'll shut off after 30 minutes.
I stepped in front
of the
shower.
This isn't going live or anything.
It's not even that, like, ruin the shot or anything. It's just these cameras can literally only record
on the screen.
Sorry about
that. It's okay. So, when water really starts running out of there, I'll come back and tell you that. You're going to have to shut it off.
Okay.
How long is that? Can you use text me?
Sure. That'd be the texture. Keep your texture on.
What? Texture?
Well, I want a texture. Alright, so Sam said, can you restart the timer?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I can't believe.
Kevin, talk to me right in front of your friend.
I can't believe you committed suicide.
All right.
Sam,
talk to me right in front of your friend.
In space,
I can't.
Everyone
believe.
Will see you commit suicide.
All right, it's time for a new video.
Neil Blomkamp's new movie, Neil Breen Presents. Fateful Findings, episode 1.
The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
The whole title of
the
movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, we watched it.
So
we all sat down and watched it.
Yeah, this is an exception.
A very special movie of the week.
Cut to us watching it.
It's the first time we ever watched a movie together, ever.
Yeah, we've never watched a movie together.
Never. And this was the first time. It was very special. It was magical.
It's like, oh, do you guys want to go see Kingsman? All right, I'll take the 8 o'clock. You'll take the 10
you
o'clock.
Take the 10 o'clock.
Right, okay.
I even paid extra to see it in IMAX in a different theater so that I didn't see it with them.
Yeah.
So, guys, what did you think of Fateful Findings?
I think it's a wonderful film.
Well, Sam Slade, you obviously knew more about it because you had already seen it before we saw it together.
I had seen it.
So what
this
did
my
you,
second time.
What did you think of it the second time?
It's even better. There's so much more. that comes out at you the second time.
Sam Slade, what did you? Why did you recommend this movie? What was it that made you?
Well, think? I forced you guys to get on this Neil Breen train, like I've been wanting to get on a Neil Breen train for a while, because like I've seen a lot of bad movies.
Well,
I like a lot of bad movies.
The train that never stops.
Yeah, the only train that will never stop. He's immortal. Yeah, like I've been wanting to watch his movies because he's got like four, and I haven't seen
only
any of them.
Four.
So I want to crack into that Neil Breen database, hack in.
You want to hack into
and,
the Neil
and watch
Breen
his
database.
Movies.
Be the best hacker in the world that
and
you
I
know
thought
you
I'd,
are.
I'd recommend his first one that I was going to watch. Maybe you guys would watch it too, and you did.
Yeah.
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 So I guess we'll do the typical going into it thing. So going into it, you said it was the new Tommy Wiseau, guys.
I don't like saying that because...
Well, he's very different from Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
But I also feel like everybody says it's like, he's the new Tommy Wiseau. And it's like, Tommy Wiseau is much more special to me.
Yeah, Tommy... Well, I mean...
Neil Breen might be more of a sociopath. He might have actually killed people.
I mean, all right, so Fateful Findings, it's weird. It makes no sense. It's poorly written, poorly directed. There's no good actors in
it. I can't believe you committed suicide.
But it doesn't have the magical charm that The Room has. Like, The Room will always encapsulate me. It'll always be, like, a special thing every time I watch it. But,
I want to watch The Room right now.
I don't know if Fateful Findings will ever reach that point for me.
But
no,
what
it has
what
done,
bad movie ever could?
What it has done is, like, Jesus. When I finished watching it the first time, I was like, oh, my gosh. I had forgotten. Because, like, it had been a while since I'd seen a bad movie this good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at this high of a caliber. Because, like, the most recent ones, it's just been like, yeah, that was a pretty decent watch for a bad movie. Like, I appreciated these parts or whatever, you know?
Right.
But, like,
right.
This one was like, oh, man. This is great.
Long time coming.
Long time coming.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's definitely been a while since I've seen a movie that was, like, you know, even though it doesn't reach the magical level that the room inhabits.
It's like the Room... with the production value of Birdemic.
Yes.
Because Birdemic is a worse movie than both of them because its production value is awful. It's
yes.
Even worse than both of them.
Yes. Well, this movie has a few shining moments of like, okay, that was kind of done well. Like, there are some shots that don't look absolutely terrible. And
I don't think so.
And there's, I mean, like there's no, that there's a few
shots.
I don't
think so.
That the camera's in focus.
That's true.
There are times.
There are times where
focus.
I can hear the characters.
Yes.
Like unlike Birdemic.
But the only part that really stuck out to me is like, oh, that was actually done okay. Is the effect where he gets hit by a car? It doesn't look
that's
as
he was,
bad as
that's
because
he was hit by a car. I think
yes.
He was actually hit by a car.
Because I've seen so many bad speed ups of like you know a guy getting hit by a car where it looks totally cartoonish and not real at all. And it looked okay, so I'm gonna give him a little credit because that looked
again. I'm not kidding. I think he probably hit himself with he probably got someone to hit him with his car.
Yeah, I would believe that.
I don't think that was faked.
I also think
that blood was real.
That blood was real.
So I have a conspiracy theory. So the movie does this thing, where especially in the beginning, like when there's just supposed to be extras around, where you only see shots of their feet.
Yeah.
So I have a theory. That all of those feet shots in the beginning, in the car accident, were just all of the other characters from the rest of the movie.
Probably.
Which is why he didn't want to show them, because it would make no sense if they were there. And then he just got other actors later to film for their close-ups to say, oh, what happened to him?
I saw it. I'm a witness.
I'm
saw
a
him
witness.
Get hit by that car. I'm a witness.
Oh, my God. I'm a witness.
Is he dead? Is he dead?
Is he dead?
Is he dead?
Is he dead?
So, Kevin, what did you think going into Neil Blomkamp's newest film? Which came out the same year as Elysium.
It did.
It did.
Yeah.
And under the skin, which we'll get into.
Yes.
We'll get to that.
But, we'll get under that skin.
Well, I knew going in that it would be pretty awful, although I was not sure just how special it would be.
It's very special.
It's very special.
Remember when I said a week ago that it has the greatest ending I've ever seen?
Yes.
And it does.
Yeah. 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 I definitely don't remember you saying that. But
he didn't say that, actually.
I did. I said it to Kevin.
Well,
on our way out. Like, I don't know if you were there exactly. It was, like, on the way out of your house.
Oh, right. No, you did say that.
I was like, yeah.
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 And so I had that going into it, and it was even better than I could hope. and worse than I could have hoped.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
So something I want to talk about is how Neil Breen is a monster. Like, his face looks okay-ish. Like, he just looks like a 50-year-old white dude. And then he smiles.
He looks like a demon that cut the face off of a regular old white man.
Off of an old... Yeah.
And, like, put it on his face.
Every time he smiles in the movie, it's terrifying.
It
like,
it's actually scary. Like,
I see
no death. Joke.
There's one scene where he's, like, hugging and kissing his wife or whatever, and he's smiling, and he looks like a horror movie monster, like he's going to kill her.
Yeah.
He's like,
this is joy. This is joy.
This is joy.
Honestly, it's terrifying. Like, he looks like a scary guy.
Also, anytime he opens his mouth, period, it's just, like... Just,
yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with him.
When he yawns. During a take.
I
don't know if that happens, but I could see that happen. It's like, keep it in.
Neil Breen is in this movie. He plays the perfect human being.
Yes,
he has no moral flaws.
He has no moral flaws. Every woman wants
to
bang him.
Literally every female character probably wants to have sex with him.
He's a writer, even though he's got a computer analyst degree. So he's a writer by accident.
Well, he's a writer out of necessity. He's so good at writing that he has to do it for money.
Yeah,
Whereas,
to do it.
Most people might work like a job that they hate for money to be a writer because that's their passion. Right. Neil Breen
is such
a good writer that he is able to hate writing.
I hate doing this. I have to do this for my paycheck. Yawn.
He wants to be the world's best hacker.
It's unfathomable.
Well, no, that was bestowed to him because of magic.
He didn't know what
he
wanted.
The movie never tells
you. So to
you
get
that.
Into the plot,
no, yes, I want you to explain.
You
this
have to read the synopsis actually,
because
if you read the synopsis, that's what
the
synopsis
movie
says.
Never explains this.
So Neil Breen, we already discussed this, gets hit by a car.
Yes,
he's holding a magic rock in his hands when
he
gets hit by the car,
which is also a USB drive.
Which activates. Don't spoilers. Which activates. It's some sort of magical outbreak in him. He recovers very fast because he's got good genes.
He's got good genes, but he's in
a lot of pain. He's in a lot of pain.
He is in a lot of pain.
I've got good genes, but I am in a lot of pain.
Yes.
He's also very busy.
He's very busy. And these powers, this magic that has come into him, has given him the power to hack all governments and all... major corporations and expose them for their secrets.
Well, he is the best hacker.
Now he's the best hacker of all time.
Yes.
No joke. That is the plot.
He is such a good hacker. He can hack through walls. He needs to have 4 laptops on his desk at all times so he can always be hacking and writing at the same time.
And we are not talking about firewalls. We are talking literal
walls. Yes.
He goes through several walls in the movie.
Them. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
He montage of all the walls he goes through. Yeah. Many walls.
Yeah. He just goes through those walls, dude.
The movie also stars several porn stars.
He probably looked it up. He was probably like, what can hackers do? They can hack governments. They can hack major corporations. They can hack through firewalls.
He's
like, firewalls? Like, they can hack through walls?
He's like, well, we don't have the budget for fire. But
if
but
they can
walls.
Hack through a firewall, then they can hack through a regular wall. Easy.
Well, because there's no fire on a regular wall, which makes regular walls much easier
to hack.
Well,
that's the thing about Neil Breen is he definitely doesn't understand most things.
No, he doesn't seem to get anything.
When he's writing in his laptop, and then he goes to the book, and he goes like this. And then you notice that he's writing the book as it goes. Like
he actually reminds me of like someone my parents might hang out with, just like a 50-year-old dude that knows very little but has a real estate license. He reminds me of just that type of person that, you know, comes to family barbecues sometimes. He says some racist shit and then he goes home.
No, Brim would never. He's a perfect human.
No, he's a perfect human.
He would only cheat on his wife. In the knowing fact that his wife is committed suicide.
No, but he did cheat on her before she died.
No, he didn't.
No, but he did.
He didn't know about it. She killed herself before they banged.
But he didn't know about it.
And that's all that matters.
Scot-free.
No, but he didn't know about it.
He wouldn't know because he's the master hacker. He hacked her brain.
So yeah, Neil Breen is, I would say, you know, if I was going to criticize him, which I won't because it's a perfect movie, if... Neil Breen is afraid of giving himself any character flaws. Everything he does, he is morally perfect. A teenage girl tries coming on to him.
Yeah, a teenage girl shows up, like that's his friend's daughter, shows up.
His best friend's daughter.
Yeah, and takes her clothes off and tries to seduce him, and he's like, you can't do this.
Well, that's what
it's
happens
wrong.
Sam Slade when both
get
your
out
parents
of here. Go.
Yeah,
Sam
like,
Slade, you always try to have sex with your best friends with your parents' best friends when both
especially
your parents
when you're
are
such
porn
a sexy
stars.
Man. like
Neil Breen.
Yeah.
Yes. Neil Breen definitely seems to think that he is the most perfect man that's ever lived.
What's great about it is he's very understanding. He's like, we can't do this. I'm married. You're too young. You don't understand what you're doing.
I don't think he actually says anything.
He doesn't say anything,
but
he's being understanding. He's like, you can't do this, though. Go home.
He's like, go home. He puts a towel on her.
And the next scene.
Literally seconds later.
Seconds later, his wife's like, oh, what happened? He's like, well, you would know that.
You let her into our house.
That whore is trying to seduce me. She went into our pool and got naked. She snuck into our bathroom.
She was trying to take a bubble bath.
And then he's like.
But it went down the
drain.
And
she's like, I'm
going
to call her parents and tattle on her. It's like, oh, my gosh. I did not know this was going to go that way.
There's so much little stuff too. Like, she pours the soap into the bubble bath. The drain's open. It's all just going down the drain. I'm like, that's not how you do a bath.
Yeah, little stuff like I'm done taking these pills for my accident. I don't need to take them anymore. He drops them into the toilet. His wife, known drug addict, he drops them into the toilet and doesn't flush them.
Now here's a great example of how the movie just like can't really do anything. Like, the movie could play it off as, like make it really disgusting. Like, maybe the toilet could even have, like, shit in it. Or, like, make it really gross.
He would still flush it.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I'm saying about the wife.
That is
like,
the point of putting the pills in the toilet is to flush
them. I'm past that. I'm saying, like, all right, so the movie.
I'm not thinking about that anymore. It is too stupid.
It's too dumb. I'm just saying, like, the movie.
It's a firewall. I can't hack that.
So after the movie, or after Neil Breen throws these pills in the toilet to try to get rid of him, like, and his wife's sitting right there, and she's like, no, you can't throw those in the toilet. He gets up. Walks away, he doesn't flush it, and then she looks at the toilet and without really even thinking, she just grabs them. And so I was thinking, like, oh, that could be a really cool moment, like, you know, outside of the fact that it's stupid because he should have flushed the toilet.
That
could have been
situation would never happen.
No. But you could have done something interesting with, like, oh, she's such a drug addict that she's gonna go reach into the toilet.
That's why you do the trash can thing.
Yeah.
Because it's in the trash can, they're all over the place, and she picks out all of them.
Yeah.
But
there,
that doesn't
there could
happen.
Be one that's in moldy food or
he
something.
He drops them in the toilet and doesn't flush it, which is why would you drop them in the toilet then at that point?
Yeah.
Anyways, we're spending too much time on this thing.
Yes. Anyway.
So anyway.
The plot continues. They have friends that are having marital problems.
Yeah.
They throw wine at each other.
So wait, we should, because, you know, this is
they
a movie.
They throw
I,
things.
I, if you,
she throws things.
I want to finish up like a spoiler-free thing, because again, this is another movie that I just would like people to see. So spoiler-free thoughts, and then
spoiler-free thoughts, then we'll get into spoilers. Yeah.
If you like bad movies, watch this movie.
Yeah,
watch it now.
If The Room, and Troll 2, and Birdemic, and others related to them are up your alley,
I would say definitely watch.
You are definitely in the right alley.
Definitely watch it with a group of friends. With who, you know, I think it was great just watching it with.
If you don't have a group of friends, that's fine. It's still good on its own. I watched it by myself, alone, sad and alone.
Oh,
I laughed alone.
Such a loser.
You're crazy.
Such a loser.
Yeah. Yeah. Why? I watched it with people later. I hired you guys to watch it with me.
You're such a loser.
But
I paid you
the
guys
check
to
is
watch
in the mail.
It.
But yeah, definitely check it out. And after this, I don't know, maybe we'll each see our own leftover Neil Breen movie and report back here.
I'm going to keep watching these Neil Breen movies.
At 0500 hours.
Yeah.
So is this his most popular one? Like, do people say that
this is considered his most popular Neil Breen
experience is this movie?
It's either that or Double Down.
Most people say Fateful Findings. Like, when you look up him up on Wikipedia, it says he's made 4 films. This one, this one, this one. Oh, and Fateful Findings is considered a cult film.
I definitely say see it if you like those movies, if you like shitty movies. It's great. It's terribly acted. It's terribly directed.
Terribly shot.
Terribly
wonderful.
Shot. Oh, there's some
the
real
awful
shots in
there. The audio's bad because all the audio is camera audio and it's very apparent.
I don't think there's a single shot in the movie that doesn't use camera audio. In fact, I think I figured it out about halfway through the movie. Cut to the clip where I explain it. I'm not even going to bother saying it, so I have to force myself to cut that in.
The scowl. Oh, my God, I can't speak. The cow skull turned, and it never turned again.
Oh, what the fuck was that about? It never goes back to that.
It was a magical day.
So spoilers from here on out. If you haven't seen the movie, go fuck yourself.
Spoilers
go watch
for
the movie.
A Neil Breen terrible.
Yeah, spoilers.
Well, Sam Slade, it's a very plot-heavy movie.
It is.
Yes, the plot's very important.
Spoiler, he hacks the government so hard that everyone commits suicide.
Everyone kills themselves.
And not only
like
that,
on stage, like several people are on stage, like he's telling people about it. He hasn't even released the information yet.
See, half of them do. The other half have the decency to
go home and do it. Yeah,
and do it. Yeah,
that's because they didn't have their noose with them.
There's one guy that's like, I have to plug my noose into the the outlet.
And I'm pretty sure they use the same gun.
They
like,
do.
Like, what, there like, was like only when the guy blew his head off, and then the
even further, like Kevin. There was only one gun prop the entire movie. That gun is the
there
same
is two,
gun.
There's a sniper rifle that the assassin
that
tries to kill Neil Bream at the end that gets killed.
That
on
just gets killed.
Just gets killed by some random patriot who's like, no, he's speaking the true. Kill him.
Why did he get killed?
Because they love Neil Breen. Did you guys hear that audience? They were all cheering the entire time.
That's true.
They were.
Because he was releasing the information.
The best part about that scene at the end, when they all kill themselves, is right when he comes up and he's like, I've hacked. Like when he first says, I've hacked into government corporations and all this stuff. And immediately after he says that, everybody starts cheering. Like he has no explanation. He just says, I haven't been truthful with you
and
guys.
And also, so one of the funniest parts about that whole thing is in his reveal, he's saying that the information that he has is stored on his little rock that he's been holding.
That's what
the
it looks like,
movie.
Yeah.
And so it's like, is that a flash drive? Does his magical rock double as a flash drive?
It's magic hacking, dude.
So now
every time he hacks, though, he goes into this.
I was just about to say I want to get into the under the skin realm.
Yeah, it's just under the skin, and nothing happens in it.
So you guys know that shitty 2013 movie Under the Skin?
That happened to come out after Fateful
Findings. Neil Breen actually did it first. So if you like Under the Skin, just know that Neil Breen's smarter than you.
Yeah.
that's a very sad thing.
Well, we should explain more. Okay, so in Under the Skin, they go, like, there's this weird, like, void place they go into whenever she lures men in.
Yes.
And they fall into this goo. And
it's
all black. It's
literally the only interesting part of Under the Skin, where it's, like, it's at least it's visually exciting.
Yeah.
Like, where the rest of the Under the Skin is just boring to look at. There's no good cinematography anywhere.
Terrible.
And nothing happens. And in those scenes, it's like the most memorable part. It's the part that everyone talks about when they talk about Under the Skin, because it's the only time anything happens.
Yeah.
And this movie pretty much does the exact same thing.
Except
with trash bags,
he
no
gets
budget.
Big black trash bag tarps all over the place.
Yeah.
And just makes it like a black void just like it.
And he sits there
and
naked.
He's naked.
Yes.
Just like Scarlett Johansson.
And there's even a part where there's another character in there, just like in Under the Skin, where there's two characters.
Yep.
And they came out the same year, and Fateful Flames came out first, like several months first. Google it.
And Under the Skin only took 2 weeks to make, so...
And Fateful Findings only took 2 days to make.
So, hey, you do the math.
Also, nothing... creative or good is in Under the Skin, so I wouldn't put it past them to steal from a Neil Breen movie.
No, nothing creative
or effort
is done in that movie.
Really?
Literally all of the coolest parts you could say are stolen. Like the part in the beginning where it's just 2001, where it looks like 2001.
Yeah. Mm.
Remember the ending?
It even has the 2001 breathing for no reason.
Remember the ending where it's like completely... Yeah. One of my least favorite parts about Under the Skin is that it. So people always say this as like a good thing. They're like, oh, it's so cool because she's like a male hunter, and then she discovers her humanity and she becomes vulnerable to male hunters. It's like a whole like fucking feminist thing. Everyone that talks about it brings up how it's like fucking feminism or whatever. But no, fuck that fucking movie. So they miss an opportunity there because I agree that could be cool. Like if that actually happened. But they set up that there's that motorcycle guy hunting her the entire movie, right?
Yeah.
And you know what he does at the end of the movie? Fucking nothing. He doesn't do a fucking thing. She gets raped or almost raped by some random guy that she meets in the woods.
Mm-hmm. He sets her on fire, dude.
That just sets her on fire and it happens completely randomly.
Yeah.
That the ending has nothing to do with the rest of the movie. God, I fucking hate that movie.
Anyways, Neil Breen.
And anyways,
Fateful Findings.
Fateful Findings, better movie than Under the Skin.
It is. I enjoy it way more. I've seen it twice.
More stuff happens in it.
The
special effects are better.
Yeah, special effects are better.
I can't believe he committed suicide.
Oh yeah, let's talk about that. So like their friend couple.
Right.
The porn couple with the daughter that tries to seduce him.
She's a porn star.
They're arguing throughout the whole movie, and it's like, oh, this couple, I feel so much for them. They're arguing, and after a very vicious fight where they spill drinks on each other, she grabs a gun and decides, I'm gonna shoot holes into your car. And she's like, I'm gonna shoot holes in your car, and he's like, no, don't do it. And he jumps in the way of the car,
and he
gets killed. He gets murdered.
In his defense, he did have a classic Ferrari, it looked like.
Yeah, it's it was a nice Ferrari.
Car. Yeah, Neil Breen's car.
Probably Neil Breen's car.
Yeah, so he gets shot and he's dying, or he's dead.
And his daughter walks in.
And his daughter walks in, and the wife is holding the gun.
She has a gun in her hand.
And she's like, he killed himself. And then she puts the gun next to him and
doesn't wipe it off her fingerprint.
Breen, who just happens to be there.
Yeah, Neil Breen happens to be there.
Doesn't put it in his hand, puts his.
Like, there's nothing setting up why he was going there or why
he'd
be there.
Kevin, can you go shut off the water in the. Just real quick. So I don't have to get up. How much time do we have left?
8 minutes.
All right, let's do this.
Neil Breen shows up and he's like, oh my gosh, no. And he completely believes her. And she's like, he killed himself.
Neil Breen, who just happened to be at the front door. Like, Neil Breen was already there.
Yeah, this is only like 30 minutes into the movie, by the way. Maybe halfway through.
Yeah,
this is and he just holds him in his arms and he's like, I cannot believe you committed suicide.
Well,
he says that like 8 times.
And then that leads into his wife committing suicide because for some stupid ass reason, it's very backwards, the wife of Neil Breen believes that it's her fault that he committed suicide.
Yeah. Well, she said, get away from me, you're drunk, when he tried to touch your butt or whatever.
Yes.
Which caused him to commit suicide.
She commits suicide.
Yeah.
Which lets Neil Breen...
And then Neil Breen comes in again, has another character die in his arms.
Yes.
And he says, I know it was you, Fredo. I know it was you. That's what he says. Minus the Fredo.
Minus the Fredo, he does say that for no reason. He just says, I know it was you.
And he says it several times.
Another thing that happened... Yeah, and so that brings up another thing that happens constantly in this movie. And I can't believe you killed yourself is another great example. Neil Breen repeats every single line he says... At least 3 times.
I think it's because he's trying to get multiple takes, and he just kept all of them, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I think all right, I got the camera rolling, boom.
Like,
my take.
When
I hate this.
When
I will not write anymore.
When his best friend kills himself.
I won't write anymore.
He says, I can't believe he killed himself. For literally 2 scenes. It is 2 scenes. That is all he is saying.
I can't believe you killed yourself. Next scene.
I can't believe he killed himself. I can't believe he killed himself.
It's incredible.
It's wonderful.
So yeah, we have about 7 minutes left. Final thoughts.
Amazing. It is a fateful find for us.
We haven't even talked about how the fact that most of the movie is him discovering this girl that he was in love with when he was 8.
Oh, right.
They find each other again.
Well,
and then
so
they
many,
have sex in
there,
the woods in broad daylight.
There are so many plots that happen in this movie. Like, it is so many things that are just happening.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so the movie also opens up with, like, the weirdest part where, like, these two little kids are walking through the woods in modern times. Like, it's obviously modern times because there's, like, a 2003 Lexus that the kids get in at the end of the scene.
Yeah. But at the end of the scene,
they're walking through
later.
The woods, and the little kids find a mushroom, and they're like, holy fuck, a mushroom! And they get down.
Well, the kid
and
goes,
like,
a mushroom!
And then
goes like this.
Yeah, the kids just, like, wait for something magic to happen with their hands open. And then the mushroom turns into a box, and then the box
has the flash drive
in it. And then the little girl's like, it's a magic day. And she writes down, it's a magical day.
And they're in love, even though they don't say it.
Yeah. And
she leaves and Neil Breen is left alone and they both find each other again. They faithfully find each other.
And then 50 years later, also in 2013.
They find each other and confess that they've been in love with each other this entire time.
At a pool party.
Because she kept that notebook in her pocket the whole time.
At all times.
Oh, wait,
she's also his nurse?
Yes.
Like, that's how they find each other later, is they're...
It's very fateful.
Well, no, fateful she's not findings. A nurse, she's a doctor.
She's
oh
a doctor.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, she is a doctor.
Remember, they had a party
forget.
That they invited their friends
to
the movie.
I can't believe it's crazy to me that we forgot to talk about all this until right now.
We've only scratched the surface.
Really, we could talk about the movie for as long as the movie is.
Or longer.
That's why I said this speed review, I don't know.
Yeah, there's just so much in it. Oh my God.
But then they confess that they love each other still this whole time. And she's like, I've always kept this notebook on me, which is ridiculous. She was 8 years old and she kept that notebook in perfect condition.
Forever?
In her pocket.
And there's nothing else written in it either. It is just that one page that has
today's
a magical day. Or it's a magical day.
So after, well, he goes and like goes on a secret date with her. And as he's on the secret date with her, his wife kills herself. So once she kills herself, Neil Breen has sex with her.
Yes.
Comes back. Now that she's dead, he's completely in the clear.
Yes.
He didn't cheat on her because she's dead.
Right. He did though.
He didn't know. It was just a nice way to, for him. Like, he's in. Just picture him in the writer's room, and he's like, "Oh man, I don't want my character to like be a scuzzbag and like cheat on his wife. Well, she should just kill herself for no reason."
The movie also does this thing, and I want to cut to Kevin just getting mad about it because that was funny. Where all the female, literally all the female characters never wear a bra, ever.
Cuts to why?
And no! Also, every single female character at one point has their shirt off. But you never see a single nipple in the entire movie, except for Neil Breen's. You see Neil Breen's nipple.
Oh, yeah, you see everything.
Yeah.
It's weird because you're like, well, why don't they just show a nipple? Like, I'm not gonna say I want a nipple.
I'm sitting through this.
But it'd be nice if you would not tease me with boobs and then not show me a nipple.
Yeah,
it's not cool, dude.
It's not cool.
It's Neil Breen's tease.
It's like those hard PG-13s.
There's a lot of scenes in the movie that just feel like the beginning of a porno.
Yeah. Well, so his new girlfriend gets kidnapped. And he hacks through
by
walls.
By the government or whatever.
Yeah. He hacks through walls to get her.
Yep.
That scene is so retarded. Like, he shows up and he's like, where's the key? And the guy's like, oh, shoot, what are you doing, Neil
Breen? Also, how did Neil Breen... did that... I don't remember. Did that little note card that Neil Breen have tell him exactly where the...
Yeah, exactly.
Why was that guy carrying...
It was in his pocket.
Why was he carrying a business card that said exactly where he was going to take her on it?
So he would know.
So he would know to. He forgot.
Oh, he forgot. He was going to forget where to take her.
Anyway, Samson, how much time do we have left?
A wonderful movie. Everybody should go see it. 1 minute left.
All right, so it's the perfect film. Final thoughts?
It ends with all suicide.
Movie of the week? Or like the next movie?
Yeah.
Still got to get into that.
Yeah, well, no, final thoughts on this. Let's write, because I can fire
it. It has the greatest ending of any movie.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
I'm going to watch it again.
There is so much
tonight.
Suicide in this movie.
All right, so our next movies for next week, two of them I'm stealing from Sam Slade. The other is completely original. So one is The Black Coat's Daughter. Sam Slade recommended it last week. It sounds really interesting.
It's really good.
Shit, I can't remember what the second one you recommended was.
Chocolate,
right. Well, I remember what it was. I couldn't remember the title.
It's about an autistic kung fu artist.
Yes, the next one is Chocolate, which if I was voting, that would probably be my vote. And then the third one is Kung Pao. I was reading about it today because Brian
Kung
was talking
Pao.
To us about it on Friday or Thursday, and I really want to see it.
Kung Pao's great.
So I would be happy with any of those three because we got the Uncle Mickey pick, we got the Kung Pao, and then we got the black or the autistic karate kid.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Black Coat's Daughter.
I was going to say the same thing.
All right, Black Coat's
Daughter.
Black Coat's Daughter, next week.
We'll be back. Woo!
Every other one is that
tune
we have to have an Uncle
week.
Mickey pick.
Right, every other one. Yeah, tune in next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Any podcast listeners? Apparently there's 16 of you.
Oh, sweet.
They're my mom.
They are your mom. Your mom downloaded 16 copies.
Mom.
She bought 16 iPhones so that she could download it 16
times.
Thanks,
Mom.
Yeah. So anyway, this podcast was brought to you by Butt Nerd. The best place to find
butts.
Nerds that have butts.
The best place to find toilets on the go. It's an app. It's really useful.
Well,
there
it goes.
There goes your camera. Wow, the GH4 is still going though.
Yeah, if you want,
if you want to find a toilet on the go,
if you don't have a toilet, you can use
Butt Nerd.
You can use Butt Nerd Uber. And Uber will bring you a Butt Nerd.
I mean, have you ever wanted a tattoo, one of S.H.I.E.L.D., one of Hydra on each butt cheek? You can get that from
Butt Nerd.
You can get that from them.
Yeah, so please go to buttnerd.com/UncleMickey.
If you want Joss Whedon's name tattooed to your butt.
For a free trial of Butt Nerd, you get two free weeks of Butt Nerd if you go to buttnerd.com/UncleMickey.
You can, 2 weeks actually in buttoned time is 3.5 years.
You can actually get your first three orders normal price.
In fact, buttoned doesn't exist.
In fact, buttoned isn't real.
We just made that up.
You made that up.
Made it up.
No, don't bring me down with you.
It was a group thing. You guys love buttoned.
Guys, we also were describing different products.